This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, so much joy, so much you give to us. We pray that that love in this atmosphere might continue to grow, not only in Charles and Julie, but in all of us. In your precious name we pray. Please be seated. Charles is an ENFP. One of the main things that we are told about by the psychologists about ENFPs is that they want to keep their options open for as long as possible. Way to go, Julie. It's in the atmosphere. You can feel it in the room. And it really shouldn't surprise us, should it? This is an incredible two families who have come together to become one. And throughout the preparations and throughout the rehearsal and the dinner last night, it was obvious. You can feel it in the atmosphere. The spirit of love is here. But I understand that Charles knows a little bit about music. So I thought it would be appropriate to try to find some metaphor that perhaps tells us about what they are doing here today and why we are all here with them. I was talking with our other musical director about a phenomenon that I was familiar with but didn't know the technical term, and so David Clow Morse told me it's called sympathetic resonance. This is all about sympathetic resonance. Let me try to do a little demo here. I'm not the musician that Charles is, but there's a thing called a tuning fork, and when you bang it, it makes a sound. This one is supposed to be A. Well, hang on. We'll get it. There you go. There's a little bit of the sound. Now,
you have to put the butt on the thing.
The thing is this. When we properly put it on the bass, and we take another one of these puppies, and we hit it here, if I grab it, the sound is muted. It goes away. But there is something in the atmosphere that if I do this the right way, and it worked this morning, Charles, I guarantee you, there is a transfer when I mute this through the wood to the other tuning fork. Sympathetic resonance. There are two families gathered here. There is love that each of you have shared with Charles, with Julie. And through that sympathetic resonance, they were able to grow into the people they are today. And that sympathetic resonance enables them now to share that with each other. But it doesn't stop there. And this is the beauty of their presence and our presence here today. Because as a lot of you know who have a background in the sacramental church, all of our sacraments usually are something that the priest, the clergy, confers to those receiving it. In baptism, when they were baptized, water was poured upon their heads and words were said, and the Eucharist we're going to celebrate. Bread and wine is given, and we respond that, yes, we believe. All of the sacraments have that, save for this one. Because this is a sacrament that Charles and Julie give to each other. And Bishop Brian and Rev. Wendy and myself and all of us are here to witness to what they are proclaiming. And not only are they proclaiming that this sympathetic resonance is what something that they want to have between each other, it's that they want God in the middle of that. That what they want to resonate with their lives is the fact that God is in the middle, and they want the love that they have to be a symbol of that. I can't think of anything more special than that. The way you two love each other is much better than my little experiment shows up here. But the point is this. There is another facet of sympathetic resonance. If we were to take another note that was in the chord and were able to play that loud enough with the tuning forks, that other note would play as well. It is as if God is already in the atmosphere. Only we need to be ready to acknowledge it and celebrate it. Charles and Julie, thank you for sharing your love with us. And thank you for your willingness to be a sign of God's love for all of us. God bless you both.